International Correspondence School present another episode in their Lives of Great Men. The story of Owen D. Young, lawyer, diplomat, educator, businessman. The type of leader that makes our modern life richer and happier.
Tonight our players spin the dial along the Mohawk Trail where Indian war drums boomed. And now peaceful cows gaze at the Adirondacks. There, 50 years ago, we see a lonely lad doing his homely chores, plowing, seeding, harvesting. The neighbors said, "Too bad, his mind's not on his work. He'll never be the farmer his father is." But this lad's mind sought knowledge not found on bare hills. To find out more, to learn why two and two are four, he trudged to academy, then worked his way through St. Lawrence College. He found that knowledge brought him joy. And then, on graduation night, a girl, a boy.
Oh, Owen, your oration was wonderful.
I never heard a word I said, Josephine. I was wishing Mother could have come.
Then your parents didn't come, after all?
No. Mother wrote me that she thought the trip too much for Dad. Oh, it was only an excuse. They hadn't the money for carfare.
Oh, Owen, I'm so sorry, for your sake.
Come on, Josephine, let's get out of this noisy hall. Let's walk down to the lake, shall we?
All right, Owen, give me your arm. May I carry your diploma, too?
Yes. You'll have a sheepskin of your own this time next year. Thank goodness we're outdoors.
Oh, isn't it a glorious night? The moon's rising back of those trees.
Josephine, I wish I knew those treasures of literature. They would help me say what I feel tonight.
What? The orator? The young man who held the student body of St. Lawrence spellbound? At a loss for words.
No, it isn't that. Oh, I don't know what to say. It's just that I don't dare to say it. Josephine, you know it's only you. Ever since that first day in the editorial room, you were such a timid little freshman.
I felt so alone that day.
Then I looked up, saw you.
You smiled. It was like a light through a dark cottage window. Oh, Owen, you have a way of winning friends that will carry you far.
Darling, tonight you look like my mother must have looked at 18.
Oh, nonsense. She was probably much more practical. More capable than I.
Then she married my father, and they moved into those lean hills up there in the pines. 160 acres that grew barely enough corn to keep 20 cows alive.
I'm sure she found things to keep her happy.
Even as a youngster, I realized what life was doing to her. Hours over a red-hot stove cooking for hungry farmhands. Mornings over a washboard, rubbing on sweaty shirts and overhauls. Dull evenings mending rips, donning socks. Josephine, it burned out her soul.
But she had you, darling. It must have lightened every task, put a song in her heart.
But Josephine, don't you see, it would be the same with us. I can't ask you to go through that for me. Watch your chestnut hair grow gray with hours of worry, see your face pinched, hear your voice heavy with defeat.
Someday, Owen, men like you will show the way, take the drudgery out of life for millions of women. Like your mother.
Josephine, darling, do you think I can do that?
Yes,
really?
Owen. I feel certain of it. As certain as I now am of life. Here, with your arm around me.
Thus a vision of service and the purpose deep took the lad to Boston, helped him study law. As librarian, earned his board and keep. A city of culture there he saw. Then came the Christmas holidays, and Christmas morn, back in the farmhouse where he was born.
Merry Christmas, Mother. Why, Mother, what's wrong?
Oh, and
Why didn't you tell us?
Mother, you're crying.
But, oh, and your shoes, there are holes in both soles.
Oh, that's nothing, Mother. Now look, look what I brought you.
Dear. Oh, a present? Why, oh, but you shouldn't
have. Oh, it's
have.
Nothing much, Mother. Just a book I picked up in Watson's. He helped me select it. He said he thought you'd enjoy it.
Whittier's poems? Oh, and I've always wanted a copy.
It's second-handed. The best I could do.
It's lovely. But, Owen, why do you keep on at school? You'll undermine your health going without proper food. Or you'll catch your death walking around with holes in your shoes in the snow.
Oh, nonsense, Mother. I'm too healthy. Besides, it is worthwhile to make something of myself.
But such a price, son. It's such a price to
Mother,
pay.
I'm going to finish my law training so that you can have some of the things I've seen in Boston. The niceties of life. The books, the paintings, the music.
Young gritted his teeth and went back to college, tutored and burned the midnight oil. In 2 years, crammed a wealth of knowledge, graduated with honors by his toil. But a judge had noted the quiet lad, talked to him, made his heart glad.
Young, what are you planning to do?
I want to get the most difficult law job I can find.
I've plenty of cases that are keeping me awake nights. Want to stay awake with me?
I know I'd enjoy working with you, Judge.
Young, Dean Bennett says you worked your way through school alone.
Oh, it wasn't so difficult.
I take issues with you there, my lad. The evidence is too clear. Dark rings under your eyes. Those pale cheeks. You need a vacation, son.
No, I'm all right, Judge. Now that the exams are over, I...
What you need is a summer in the open air. Why don't you go home? Take it easy for a few months.
I was hoping to get married, sir. If I could land a job.
Got the girl all picked out, eh?
Yes, sir, for 7 years.
Fine. She must be worth working for.
But her father says I can't marry her until I have a good job.
Well, he's right. What if I advance you $250 against your salary?
You mean so I can marry at once?
Yes. You and your bride take the summer to yourselves. Then in September, come back and we'll go to work.
Oh, Judge, how can I ever thank you?
Thank me? Why, 'tis I should thank the good Lord for sending me such a helper to take up my work.
So Owen and Josephine were married. The lovers went home on their honeymoon. Life was a bubble. Peace reigned in their hearts. Then one day at dinner, all too soon...
Oh, and will you have some more succotash?
No, thanks, Mother. You'll have me so fat I'll not be able to plead before the bar, won't you, Josephine?
I'm afraid I'll lose it all when I start cooking for him, Mother Young.
Now, Josephine, you will be good to him, won't you, darling? And someday when you're rich, you'll see that he has all the little things I would have liked to buy him.
I'm sure, Owen, and I think we're the ones who should bring you what you've missed.
And we will, Mother. Oh, look, say, there's someone running up the road there.
Oh, it's that Simpson boy from the grocery store.
Oh, and I'm afraid it's bad news.
I'll see what he wants.
Oh, maybe it's from Judge Burley to come to work.
Something tells me it's bad news.
Mr. Young, sir, it's a telegram for you. Kurt Baker gave it to me to deliver.
A telegram?
Yes, sir.
Oh, open it, quick.
About Boston, son?
Why, I can't believe it. Oh, Josephine,
Ayun, what is it? You're pale as a ghost. You look as if you've lost one of your best friends.
I have. Josephine, Mother, there's no job in Boston anymore.
But, Judge Burley is expecting you.
Judge Burley had a heart attack. He died last night.
So Young set out a job to seek, landed a place at 10 a week. His tact and smile smoothed law's infraction. He won many cases in railway traction. Then a president noticed his legal pace when General Electric lost a case.
Mr. Young, you've been opposing our public utility subsidiaries through Stone and Webster.
I'm aware of that, Mr. Coffin.
Well, during the trial, GE lawyers didn't rate you very high. They said you were half asleep most of the time.
Well, don't wave my arms much, Mr. Coffin. They're too long.
Yes, and your logic was too long for our lawyers. Well, when you swung into action, I thought a jacket popped out of its bar.
Now, you aren't particularly complimentary to my long legs either, Mr. Coffin.
Well, Young, I'll tell you. I'm an old shoemaker, and I haven't had much education. But back in the 80s, I met Edison, and I felt pretty sure that electricity would be one of our greatest forces to cut down useless, back-breaking tasks. Maybe I don't know much about it, or law either, for that matter.
Well, law isn't much more than precedence and common sense.
Young, I pride myself on being a pretty good judge of men. Now, I want you to take Parsons' place and head the legal department of General Electric Company. Tell me, what are your ideas on human relations?
Mr. Coffin, workmen are human beings, just like you and I. No company ever lost ground by treating its employees fairly. And by the eternal, I'm going to see that General Electric follows that policy.
Young set out to learn the facts and arranged in his mind the main details. He saw the importance of human relations, found that patience conquers where tyranny fails. Then GE made him chairman of the board, but many other nations call him brother, for he wins battles by words, not by the sword. Then comes the closing scene with his mother.
Owen, you look tired. Public life has taken too much of your time. Now, why don't you take a vacation here in Van Hornsville?
Well, here folks bring me back to Earth. They treat me like a human being. Why, they even ask me to sign their notes.
A man never fully grows up to his hometown folks, Owen.
I never want to change that, Mother. Here I can build a model village with a kind of schools that will broaden the understanding of youngsters, help develop character and poise.
Oh, Owen, there was so much I couldn't give you.
Mother, my son Philip will go farther.
Yes, but you've gone far, Owen. Mr. Cole has told me how you helped string wires that first Christmas Eve so that I'd have the first electric lighted tree.
Oh, that was the least I could do for you, Mother.
Yes, I know, but you've given men in the factories more money. You've helped more people to share in the advantages of our industrial age.
Mother, you and Josephine are my best press agents.
Owen, I'm an old woman. Maybe I haven't longed to be with you. But if ever a mother's heart was glad for a son, it was mine when you first were born. And by God's grace, I've lived to see the prayers I said over your crib for your success come true.
Mother, somehow I feel that here in this country, we've only blazed the trail to better homes, to electrical labor saving. Out of this and education is coming a new social order. As surely as rises the sun, will arise a fuller, happier life.
Editorial that appeared in American magazine, Owen D. Young said, to quote, "Someday in a future, which may look far off to you now, you will be compelled to meet yourself. You cannot say, I think I'll step around the corner and avoid the old codger. So I ask you to face him now. What kind of person do you wish to see when you meet yourself? He who follows one course of learning, investigating as he goes along all related things, finds culture, unity of knowledge, and grace of understanding," unquote. Certainly we can take the word of Owen D. Young when he says everyone can discover and train himself mentally for a position of greater responsibility. Make a plan for yourself and follow your plan. In carrying through your plan, let the International Correspondence Schools explain to you why educators agree that correspondence in instruction is the ideal method for adults, men and women who are too busy to attend classes regularly. Remember that ICS wants to be helpful to you, whether you enroll with us or not. For if you set yourself to a study task, sooner or later you will use at least some of our instruction texts in your plans for a fuller, happier life.